蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
欢迎收听蓝天绿洲，我是李诺。也许朋友你听过信仰呢，或者说宗教的事宜呢，是要等到退休之后才去做的，或者说就是等自己年纪大一些，没有什么压力了，然后呢可以到教会里边去消遣消遣。好像很多人都有这样的想法的。这个当中有一个最关键的地方，就是在于说我们认为信仰呢是不能够贯穿我们生命的每一个环节的，或者说我们觉得这个好像是一个人生阶段，就是等我老了的时候，我变得好像已经很软弱了，那我需要一个心灵的寄托，但是我该经历的也经历了，这个时候也不会有什么遗憾了。但其实呢，这个观点真的是大错特错。之前的节目当中呢，李诺也常常的来分享，就是讲到说，当我们越认识神在我们生命当中的带领，或者说我们越认识我们原本这个生命存在的意义和价值的时候呢，我们就知道我们的生命实在是需要神的，可以说是一刻都离不开神。我就想到圣经当中有一节的经文是这样说，就是我在母腹中的时候你已经拣选我了，我还没有成型的时候呢，你已经看见我了。你有没有想过这是一个多么奇妙的感觉？就是好像有一个人说爱你，而且他这种爱呢，是在你没有察觉，你还没有意识到的时候，他已经爱了你了。这是一个非常非常特别的体验。我想每一个真正愿意跟随耶稣的人都有过这样的体会。所以说，真的信仰，或者说我们去跟随神呢，不是说等到什么年龄段才去做的事，那样的话呢，只是我们把自己当成人生的主宰，然后呢我们到了这个阶段做这样的选择。但事实上呢，在我们成长的道路上，无论是少年、青年、中年这一个过程当中，尽管好像我们通过自己的能力可以实现某些的目标，或者说达到某些的目的，但是这个过程真的都不好受的。因为呢，我们依靠的都是人自己有限的力量。所以说呢，真的有关信仰这个问题呢，无论是任何的时候，我们都应该好好的去思考，好好的去认识。在今天的节目当中呢，查尔斯会跟我们继续分享《圣经是真的吗》这一篇的信息。但是呢，很特别的就是今天他是做一个采访的内容，那我也邀请了我的好同事好朋友梁天禄呢，跟我一起来搭档来演绎这一个采访的对话。从这个当中呢，我们来看一看呢，信仰到底是不是跟年龄相关。在一群我们认为不应该有信仰，或者说不需要信仰的这一群年轻人的身上，他们在生命上的探索，或者说对信仰的认识到底是怎么样的。
One thing that no doubt you've heard the stats, the younger you are, the more likely you are to become a Christian. The older you get, the less likely you are to know Christ as Lord and Savior. And of course, then you've heard the stats that are out there as well. More people today, young people, leave school, and maybe they were forced to go to church, raised in the church, maybe they professed faith in Jesus Christ in the church,And then they walk away from the faith. Those numbers are growing, and not as many are coming back. Are we to worry? What do we do?
相信你听过一个统计结果，说人年纪越小越容易信主，年纪越大就越难接受耶稣为救主。另外还有一个统计，是说越来越多从小在教会长大的青少年，不管是被迫上教会或曾经在教会觉知信主的年轻人呢，他们离开校园进入社会之后就离开主了。这样的年轻人越来越多，而且当中回头信主的人不多， 我们需要担心吗？我们可以怎么做呢？
Well, I thought something we should do today is bring on my assistant. He's a seminary student. He's working on actually two masters at the same time.
我想其中一件可做的事是访问我的助理。他是个神学院学生，正同时在攻读两个硕士学位。
But the reason I'm having you on, Tyler Moser, and Tyler, thanks for joining me today on this side of the microphone.
Tyler 摩泽，我请你上节目的原因是，Tyler, 先谢谢你接受访问。
Thanks for having me, Charles.
谢谢你邀请我，查尔斯。
The reason why I wanted to have you on is you and your wife have been with CRU, Campus Crusade for Christ, the old name.You've worked for CRU in South Africa, and then also on college campuses in California. Let's get an overview. What do you see? You know, is it difficult for a college student today to become a Christian? Do you still see students coming to faith in Christ today?
我邀请你上节目的原因是你和你的妻子呢都曾经参与学院传道会在南非的服事。也在美国加州的校园服侍过，你看到了什么呢？就是现在的大学生比较难接受耶稣吗？你还见到有大学生信耶稣吗？
Yeah, what we've seen, I mean, in South Africa, it was especially prevalent. Most college students grew up going to church. They grew up familiar with the Bible stories. And so, at least in South Africa, sharing the gospel with a studentwas more really of helping them to connect the dots and see that the story of the Bible, that the story of Jesus Christ and his death and his resurrection for sinners is true, to see that it has proof and evidence that we can point to in history. But really, in South Africa, it was more of helping students see that this is still relevant to their life and can still really be compelling.
有的。我们看到在南非呢还相当普及，大部分的大学生从小上教会哈，从小就熟悉圣经故事，所以呢在南非向大学生分享福音比较是在帮助他们把这个灵性的知识给串联起来，并且让他们知道所听过的圣经故事，包括耶稣为罪人受死跟复活的故事都是真实的事，是在历史上真实有记载的，还有证据的能够证明的事实。那么另外呢，就是在南非的福音工作更重要的是帮助学生们知道圣经的内容和他们的生活是息息相关的，而且呢仍然值得他们去相信。
So Tyler, that's so interesting. So what I hear you saying is it's easier to share your faith and it's more likely that a student going to school in South Africa would be open to hearing about Christ. And now you're going to tell us about the United States.Or North America. What's it like where you're working in California on college campuses?
有意思。Tyler, 听你这么说呢，似乎南非的学生都颇愿意听到基督的福音，你也挺容易能够分享信仰。那么来说说美国或者说北美吧，你在加州的大学校园服事的情况如何呢？
Yeah, that's a great question. We still meet students even here in America that have grown up in the church and are just needing somebody to explain what the Bible means. But more often here in America, either we meet students who grew up in the church and aren't interested in Christ or Christianity at all because they were forced to as a child to attend church and they just don't see the point in it. Or we meet students who haven't grown up around spiritual things at all, and they're just not interested.
这个问题很好哈。在美国这里呢，我们还会遇到一些学生，虽然从小也是上教会，但是仍然需要人跟他解释圣经的意义。当我们比较多接触的学生，或是从小在教会长大，但因为是被大人强迫参加，所以对基督或者是基督教信仰呢没兴趣。或是没有信仰背景，但对基督信仰没兴趣。
So they're happy to talk with us about their views. They're happy to hear from us. But when it comes to actually making a decision or putting their faith in Christ or believing what the Bible says, that's just not something that's on their radar as far as thinking that it's important for them. They're happy with the way that they're living. They're happy with what they believe. They're happy not having any kind of spiritual dimension to their life. And so what's been more challenging for us here in America is really pressing students like that to consider, if Jesus is who he said he is, then what he says actually does have significance, even if you right now aren't feeling that or thinking that.
他们很乐意跟我们来聊，发表他们的看法，也很愿意来听我们的分享。但是呢，当要他们做决定来信靠基督，或是要他们来相信圣经的话的时候，他们就根本不会列入考虑，也不认为是多么重要的事。他们对自己的生活方式呢，很满意，他们很高兴生活中啊不存在任何属灵的范畴。所以在美国这里呢，我们的一大挑战就是要推动学生们去思考，如果耶稣真的是他自己所宣称的那一位，那么即使你现在感觉不到或者是不这么认为，他所说过的话呢还是非常重要。
Well, I know this. We shouldn't give up. But what is a Christian to think? What is a Christian to do? Has the Lord just given up on the United States and Canada?
我明白，我们不应该放弃啊。但是基督徒该怎么想呢？就是怎么做呢？神是不是放弃了美国和加拿大呢？
No, he hasn't just given up. And thankfully, the Lord is moving in the hearts and minds of students all over the nation. We see it through CREW, but there are plenty of other college ministries that are active on campus and growing. And there is a growing constituent of students that are passionate about the gospel, passionate about reaching their classmates and their professors with the good news of Jesus Christ. So we don't wring our hands because we know God's not wringing his hands. God is at work.
不，神没有放弃。我很感恩神在全美国的学生心理和思想里边动工，这在学员传道会的事工里看得到，而且其他很多积极服侍大学生的事工呢也有增长。当中还有越来越多的大学生热爱福音，也热爱把基督的福音呢传给他们的同学甚至教授。所以呢，我们不担忧，因为神他不会束手无策，神他在做工。
And so the first thing that we do as Christians is pray. We pray that the Lord would move in the hearts and minds of students and professors across universities. We know historically that how you believe leaving college pretty much is going to be what you believe and how you behave for the rest of your life. If you pursue a church, if you pursue your faith and grow in Christ throughout college, when you graduate, statistics say that's going to be your trend. Even if you grew up in the church, spirituality and Christianity is important to you. But during your college years, you decide you want to try other things. You want to experiment. You don't really want to focus as much on your faith. Chances are when you graduate, that's actually going to be the way that you live your life.
那么身为基督徒呢，我们可以做的首先就是要祷告。我们祈求神在全美国大学的教授还有学生的心灵跟思想中来动工。根据经验我们知道，你离开校园时的信念呢，基本上就是你以后的人生信念跟行为准则。根据统计呢，如果你读书的时候就持续的聚会，追求在基督里成长，持守信心，你大学毕业以后呢，就会继续保持这个方向。若你在教会里长大，基督信仰对你很重要，但是到了大学，你想尝试新事物，想做别的尝试，你不想专心的寻求神，那么到了你毕业呢，很可能你以后就是这样子生活了。
And so we know that the college campus is so strategic. And so we pray that the Lord would raise up Christian leaders on these campuses to share the real gospel.We pray that the Lord would move in the hearts and minds of college students to draw them to Jesus Christ. And we know that he is doing that.
可见这个大学生活呢是非常关键性的阶段。
是。
所以呢，我们祷告求神兴起更多基督徒领袖在校园里传扬真正的福音。我们求神在大学生的心灵还有思想中来动工，吸引他们来信靠耶稣基督。我们也知道呢，神他正在动工。
In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation.
We believe in this broken generation. When all is dark, you help us see. There is only one salvation. Jesus Christ, we believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations,
do when you encounter someone that's not much younger than you are. What do you start talking about? How do you lead a gospel discussion? How do you start talking to somebody about their lack of faith or their faith in something else, maybe not just Christianity?
Tyler, 当你和一个比你年轻的孩子交谈，你怎么开始这个话题的？就是你怎么引入关于福音的讨论？你又怎么去跟一个没有信仰或者信别的东西的人打开话匣子呢？
Yeah, that's a great question, especially since a lot of students are growing up, and especially the students that are leaving their faith in college have grown up in environments where you were expected to believe a certain thing, and to question the teaching was off limits. So one of the things that we really try to emphasize is to have a kind of tell me more attitude when engaging with students on college campus.
哈哈，这个问题很好哈。由于很多学生长大了，很多在大学离开信仰的学生，过去的成长环境是被要求啊一定要相信某些东西，也不准提出问题。所以我们在校园里跟学生接触的时候，尽量保持的态度就是请他们多告诉我一点儿。
Mm-hmm.
We really want to get to know them. We want to ask them what their spiritual background was. We want to ask them what it was like growing up, if religion played a part in their upbringing at all. And if so, what bearing does that have on their life now? The reason we do that is so that we kind of get an idea of where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And as the conversation progresses, we can begin to see exactly kind of where Christianity, spirituality, where these things aren't really taking root in their heart, in their life. And we can hopefully see an opportunity there to share the gospel.
我们真的很想多了解他们。我们会问他们来自什么信仰的家庭，他们的成长过程是怎么样的。我们会问宗教信仰对于他们本身的教养有没有影响力？如果有，那么现在支撑他们的生活信念又是什么呢？ 我们这么做呢，是因为想对他们的成长背景先有一点概念，然后随着谈话继续，我们可以更确切地知道基督信仰在他们心灵的哪方面扎根比较浅。于是我们就试着找机会从那个方面来去跟他们谈福音。
I guess, Tyler, and reflecting on this, I'm thinking back. I know people will go, but I don't see the average person going to a revival crusade today. Is the approach to share faith different than it was in 1949 and maybe 20 or 30 years later when I was taking evangelism explosion and learning to ask two questions?
Tyler, 你说的这些呢，使我有一些反思，也想到以前的时代啊。我知道现在有人会去复兴布道大会，但人数不多。是不是现代的传福音方式已经不能像1949年的葛培里布道大会，或是像二三十年后有人带我去福音大爆炸那样，从提出两个问题开始呢？
Yeah, I think with this younger generation of which I'm a part, the emphasis is really on conversation, on transparency, and having authentic conversations. And so we, as staff members of Campus Crusade or crew, we have thought through our approach. The four spiritual laws, sharing it through a tract, used to be the number one priority for staff members.
对，我想对于现在年轻的这一代来说，重点还是在于对话和透明，而且必须是一个真正的对话。所以学员传道会的同工仔细地思考了我们的做法。属灵四个定律呢，曾经是同工们最优先使用的方式。
And part of that was really just the environment that they were doing ministry in. People, kind of like in South Africa, grew up going to church. They were familiar with Christianity. And sharing the gospel with somebody who hadn't put their faith in Christ was really a matter of helping them connect the dots between what the Bible says and what real life experience is like. But we've gone completely away from that now in today's culture.
而他们所在的环境呢，也是很重要的因素之一。例如以前在南非，大部分的人都是从小上教会的，他们对基督教很熟悉，向他们传福音的重点就是在于帮助他们把圣经的话和他们的生活经验给连接起来。但是今天的社会文化呢，已经不是这样了。
Biblical literacy is dropping. People aren't familiar with the Bible, and so sharing the four spiritual laws as a priority doesn't really work anymore. We need to have deep, heartfelt, authentic conversations about where these people are at so that we can share the real, true gospel with them. We can show them that Jesus is relevant, that there is historical, you know, backing to our faith, that the Bible isn't just a fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And so really our approach is having those conversations, mainly because the culture has changed, like you said.
很多人没读过圣经，不熟悉圣经，所以优先使用属灵的四个定律已经行不通了。我们需要建立深入的、诚挚的、真切的对话，与这些人所处的境况呢相连接，然后呢，我们可以把纯正的、真实的福音来跟他们分享。我们可以让他们知道耶稣与他们的人生有关联，我们的信仰呢有历史的证据支持。圣经不是神话故事，就是这样。我们主要是用对话的方式，因为就像你所说的，现在的社会文化呢，已经和过去不同了。
Tyler Moser, thank you so much for sharing with us here on the program today.
Tyler Moser, 谢谢你今天的分享。
Thanks for having me, Charles.
不客气，谢谢你，查尔斯。
No, we are not ashamed of the gospel.Truth we will proclaim. We are committed and we choose to tell the world the good news, the gospel. We are not ashamed. We are not ashamed. No, we
听完了刚刚查尔斯跟泰勒的一个对话呢，我不知道朋友你有什么的感触啊。在李诺看来呢，其实真的，我们无论是什么样的人，在什么样的年龄阶段呢，我们都有生命的一个需要，或者说具体一点呢，就是我们灵里面的需要，只是很多的时候我们不愿意承认，或者我们察觉不到。这种灵里的需要呢，最直接的一种体现就是在我们面对人生的抉择，或者说面对我们生命当中一些挑战的时候呢，我们会出现一些迷茫啊，不知所措啊，或者很多的时候呢，因为过分的忧虑而导致产生绝望的情绪，这些都是可能有的。我们去回顾近些年来我们的社会新闻，里边有很多的问题啊，其实都是跟大学生有关的。不得不说呀，大学这个阶段呢是非常关键的，是因为在这个阶段里边呢，其实人就是逐渐走向成熟，也就是从一个原本有依赖性的，可能是一个青少年青年，他自己还没有能力生存，然后呢要转向即将要独立生存，在社会上独立的立足，这样的一个过程。所以心灵里边的需要，精神方面的这些需要都是很强烈的，只是很多的时候我们被一些外在的这些花花世界呢就迷惑了。很多的人就觉得说，哦，我在大学的时候不谈一场恋爱是一个很遗憾的事情，我在大学的时候不做什么事情是一件很遗憾的事情。我们总是在强调那些遗憾，我们却没有想过我们怎么样去对待这个阶段。很特别的就是在我们的生命当中，如果我们有机会能够听到耶稣的名字，听到福音的信息呢，这就是神给我们一个机会，让我们来认识他。最重要的是呢，神不是说向我们索取的神，而神是愿意赐福给我们的神。上帝说我们来他就给我们，叩门就开门，寻找就寻见，所以这是很特别的。也许现在很多的年轻人呢觉得，哦，我靠自己的能力，我去闯荡，我去创业等等的，甚至我在工作上在行业当中取得什么样的成就，这是无可厚非的事情，也是值得鼓励的事情。但更关键的就是我们心灵的需要其实是已经被大大的忽略了。所以常常有很多的年轻人白天的时候埋头苦干，晚上的时候呢就跑到夜店啊酒吧呀等等的放纵自己。为什么放纵啊？就是因为在这个时候啊，不知道自己生命的价值，不知道自己人生的意义是什么了，所以就需要通过一些的方法去麻醉自己，让自己不再去被这些东西所困扰。但归根究底，这些东西还是要去想的，因为它是我们每个人必须要找到的一个答案，只是我们凭着自己找不到罢了。所以亲爱的朋友，也许在今天的节目当中你收到的启发是其他方面的，但是我想最关键的是我们要意识到基督耶稣的生命，这个信仰在我们的生命当中，他的带领是无时无刻的，无论我们是在哪一个阶段，可能是小学，可能是初高中，又可能是大学，甚至我们进入工作，一直到我们结婚生子等等，到我们生命终结。因为上帝是创造我们的，我们的一生都在他的手中，他也能够指引我们走向更好的人生。盼望我们都能够在神的面前呢，得到那个永恒的福气。欢迎朋友你来信跟李诺分享你收听节目的感受。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@良友.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您今天的收听，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。